It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds in my hoodie footy.
And I brought you some flowers with a teddy bear. I'm Marcy Silman. Just after she delivered the nationally televised GOP response to the State of the Union address, Republican Congressional Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers of Spokane is getting a pretty different kind of attention, Ross. She's the focus of a possible ethics investigation. Andrea Seabrook hosts the Decode DC political podcast. She covered Congress for NPR for years. She had a front row seat to the ethical misdeeds of Republicans and Democrats. Andrea, thanks again for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Representative McMorris Rogers is accused of misusing funds to campaign for a leadership position in her party. The House Ethics Committee is conducting a preliminary inquiry into those allegations and is supposed to decide by March whether they're going to carry the investigation any further. Andrea, can you walk us through the next steps? How do these investigations usually unfold?
Well, just the fact that the Ethics Committee is actually conducting an investigation is significant. Before something like this gets to the Ethics Committee, there is a separate outside group called the Office of Congressional Ethics. I know this couldn't be more confusing, but it consists mostly of former members of Congress, people who don't have a dog in the fight anymore, so to speak, politically. The Office of Congressional Ethics takes a complaint like this and looks at it and says, does this possibly have merit? Is it possible that this could be true? Is it worth an investigation? Because, you know, a decade ago or perhaps even less, throwing an ethics investigation at somebody, your political enemy, could really do some damage and could just be, you know, political mudslinging. And so the OCE is supposed to weed out those things, the Office of Congressional Ethics. And so that group looked at this and passed it on to the actual Ethics Committee. And so the fact that that went forward at all means that the Office of Congressional Ethics doesn't think it's just purely a political baseball bat. And so now what happens is the Ethics Committee looks at it and it sounds like, from what I can tell and what I hear through the grapevine of Capitol Hill, Kathy McMorris Rogers is cooperating with the Ethics Committee. It sounds like they're going to take a look at this and decide whether or not to move forward. It's an incredibly complicated bunch of rules, and it would be easy to misstep
now,
around this.
Sorry. The allegation comes from one of McMorris Rogers' former staffers who's now working for an Idaho Republican. What does it say that this charge against McMorris Rogers comes from a former member of her own staff?
I think that's one of the most interesting parts. This member of her staff was fired with cause by McMorris Rogers after she won the race that this question is around, this leadership race within the Republican Party. And that's interesting. It could make you doubt whether or not there's actual propriety here. It could make you think, maybe we should take a closer listen to this. How a member of Congress treats their staff is often one of the greatest indicators for what kind of member of Congress they are, at least for those of us on the Hill all the time. It's one of the most interesting things about this. But let me say, the actual allegation here is that she mingled official taxpayer dollars with campaign funds, which is a very big no-no when it comes to a member of Congress. That said, the actual rules here say that she is allowed to use campaign funds to run for a leadership post, and she is allowed to use actual House employees to help her run that campaign. She just can't use the money from taxpayers to run the race. And so it's incredibly complicated and nuanced.
I want to go back to this issue of the former staffer, because Politico is quoting an anonymous source who characterizes the complaint as a disgruntled employee using this complaint as a tool of political revenge. Is that something that happens with any frequency?
Oh, sure. That definitely has. Totally believable. That said, I know that the statement that Politico is running is from someone inside of Kathy McMorris Rogers' office. So, you know, so you don't know which way that revenge is running when it comes to something like this. And, you know, the question is, what will the actual ethics committee, and for the most part, ethics committee members take their job very seriously. You don't know what they will find, and you have to wait for that. It's true that when someone gets a high-profile position, as she has, not just as, you know, the head of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives, but giving the response to the State of the Union on national TV, that they become a magnet of different kinds of political attacks. She's punching at a higher weight class.
Andrea Seabrook is with me. Now, even if they find that there was no malfeasance, how much does the fact that McMorris Rogers is going through this investigation hurt her as she is on that fast track up the political ladder?
Well, that's a good point, because as I was talking about it with friends this weekend, and one of them said, well, so much for being a mom, you know, because she had this sort of perfect political image, and this puts, whether or not it's true, whatever the ethics committee says, this puts a stain on that of some kind. And so, you know, it's clear that she's, you know, she's reached a national level kind of position in politics.
Now I'm going to put on my little cynical hat. McMorris Rogers, as I mentioned, a Republican leader, fourth ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, which is controlled by Republicans. The House Ethics Committee, chaired by a Republican, a lot of Republicans. How likely is it that they can quash any kind of investigation of one of their own?
Well, the Ethics Committee is the only committee in Congress that has the same number of Republicans and Democrats on it. So it doesn't matter who is in charge and what the proportions are. In most committees, the party that's in charge gets more seats on the committee proportional to the amount of seats they have in the Congress. That's not true in the Ethics Committee for the exact purpose that they can't, that one party can't quash an investigation. And so they, you know, the rules try and take those things out. At the same time, the party in charge has all sorts of other levers that it can pull, and you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they tried, either party in that case. I wouldn't be surprised. When Charlie Rangel, the New York Democrat, was before ethics last year, you know, people were coming to his aid from all over the place. It's part of the political process, but it does have some chance of being somewhat fair. How's that for an endorsement?
I love it. And whenever we have questions about Congress, we turn to Andrea Seabrook, host of the Decode DC podcast. Thanks. Nice to talk with you again.
Great talking to you guys.
It's The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.